That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Before we jump in today's show, I want to talk about my favorite snack, my absolute favorite snack. I'm a snacker and I love it. And here's the cool thing. I know that you guys are digging this product too. Last week, I hosted Dear Gabby Live in New York City, and a woman said, "Listen, I am obsessed with this Perfect Bar. I found out about it from Dear Gabby. It's my favorite bar." And they're feeding it to their kids. They're taking it on the road. They're having it for breakfast. And that's because the Perfect Bar is literally perfect. It's just right from your fridge, and it's filled with protein, like intense amounts of protein. And it tastes incredible. It's like this cookie dough flavor texture, not like that weird chalky one that has the weird aftertaste. I brought some Perfect Bars to my friends this morning. We work out together. And I just said, like, "You know what, guys, you're probably hungry before the workout." They ate them. They were like, "How do I get this?" Well, I told them that they can actually get one for free. They can get it for free because Perfect Bar knows it will be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. Pretty cool, right? And all you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking. Gabby. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Today's episode is a flash lightning idea that came to me this morning based on some of my own personal experiences. And I decided to do an entire episode 5 minutes before we recorded all about how to get your needs met. I imagine that everyone out there is raising their hand saying, "Hell effing yes, Gabby. Thank you. Finally, someone talking about how to get your needs met. How to get your needs met without having an adult tantrum. How to have your needs met without overriding yourself and being too nice or too easygoing. How to get your needs met without being an asshole." And I know so many of us are in this place where we feel like we don't have the voice. We feel uncomfortable with conflict. We feel uncomfortable asking for what we need. Am I getting an amen out there? Yep. I'm sure you're listening thinking, "Yeah, that's me." Or maybe you ask for what you need in a very aggressive way, and then it's never taken seriously or it's never landing properly. And so you're just met with more resistance. So what is it that we need to assume to get our needs met? What is the energy? What is the language? What is the clarity that we need to get our needs met, feel empowered by it, and also empower others to want to show up for us. Not just bulldoze over people, but to really empower them to give us what we need and to give us what we need in a way that feels like a collaboration rather than a demand. So here we go. The first step is to get crystal clear about what it is that you want from the other person. You cannot waver. You cannot be wishy-washy. You can't beat around the bush. You have to be crystal clear about what you want. So, for instance, I wanted my husband to go get gas in the car this morning. And I was like, well, I can just get it. I'll just do it before school and I'll take 20 minutes out of our commute to school for the drop-off, being a little passive-aggressive. Whereas I could have just said, this is really important to me. I know you don't totally agree with me, but I really need to get the gas in the car at this time. Now, that clarity without bringing in all of your own mishigas, that clarity about what you want is so important. Because if you show up and you're wishy-washy and you're like, maybe I could do it, or you're trying to be a little passive-aggressive, or you're trying to be a little too nice, it's just going to leave this open-ended request. So be super clear about what you're coming with. What's the request that you're coming with? Be unapologetic about it. Be clear about it. So that's the first step. Be clear and unapologetic about your request. Come with clarity. Clarity. Stick to it. The second step is to ask for what you need without sugarcoating it. Or ask for what you need without an attitude of sugarcoating it or an attitude of overdoing it. Oftentimes, I think a lot of people get stuck in this sort of energy around asking for what they need, but also having a but if that's too much for you, I totally understand. Or coming and asking for what they need without the energy of conviction. Or the other side, I've seen this less often, but it does happen, where people can come in, boom, gangbusters, just really wanting to demand what they need with an attitude that's really aggressive, with an attitude that might be off-putting. That often happens sometimes in marriages where you're just like trying to get what you want right away, or in an intimate, close relationship, that sort of bulldozing can happen. And so asking for what you need in a neutral way, that's really the step. Ask for what you need in a neutral way, in just sort of a non-confrontational and also not overriding yourself by being too wishy-washy. So just be straight, be direct, be clear about what it is that you want from step one. Step two, ask for what you want without an attitude or without any wavering, just a neutral, clear, unapologetic tone. I need this. Never underestimate the energy behind the ask, because when your energy is needy or your energy is too wishy-washy or your energy is too aggressive, you just block all the clarity and the conviction behind what it is that you want, and you'll never get your needs met. So ask for what you need in a neutral way. And then the third step is to hold people accountable. So we won't necessarily get our needs met all the time. Sometimes we can be clear and we can be direct and we can ask for what we need, but the other person may just not follow through, or they may not show up. And so we need to really hold people accountable. And sometimes accountability isn't, I'm going to force you to do something, but it's really holding somebody accountable. I need in my life relationships that provide me in a way with what I need. And I'm going to really commit to that. You can really get grounded in what you are willing to accept and what you're not, what's non-negotiable for you. And if those folks are not sticking to their commitment, hold them accountable. If they still don't show up for it, maybe that's the redirect in the relationship. Maybe the relationship has lowered expectations and takes a different form. But holding people accountable is really important. You don't want to just do all the work to ask for what you want and not care if it happens. Care about whether people are showing up or not. Obviously, our requests are going to be reasonable. Obviously, we want to ask for what we need in a way that's not judgmental or in any form attacking. But we also want to really be clear and specific about what is required for us. And the more honest we get, the more clear we are about our commitments, the more direct we are with our ask, and the more we are committed to holding people accountable, one, the more our needs will be met. Two, the easier it is for people to meet our needs. Because it's not wishy-washy. We're not sending random signals of yes, maybe, or I think I want this. And we're also not being an asshole. We're not trying to force somebody to be anything. We're just saying, this is what I need. We also are holding somebody accountable. If they don't show up for it, we clear the space and we say, okay, maybe this is going to be a relationship that's going to come in a different form. It's their choice to show up when we ask for what we need. And so when we show up with those first two steps of clarity and conviction, that clear, direct ask, and we hold somebody accountable, we can trust that other person will either show up with grace or they won't show up at all, and that will help us make the next move. But really, guys, this is about holding your own, caring for your desires, caring for your needs, showing up for yourself, giving yourself permission to ask for what you want, giving yourself permission to be at ease with your desires, giving yourself the opportunity to hold people accountable for what it is that you ask for, and also holding yourself to a standard of asking for something with grace rather than asking for it with an attitude, coming to it with a neutral tone. So to recap, the first step is to get super clear about what you want and what your ask is. The second step is to ask in a neutral place with conviction. And the third step is to hold people accountable. There's a fourth step. That fourth step would actually be, if you aren't showing up, then I'm going to have to make a commitment to change this relationship in whatever form it needs to be changed. And that's just the way it is. Because we want people who show up for us. That's what we need. That's what we deserve. Let's be unapologetic about it. Let's take a quick break for one of our sponsors. If I'd had this product 17 years ago, I would have been so much more efficient as a business owner. You're going to probably want this too. A lot of guests come on this show and they ask questions about their career. And a lot of them are starting coaching business or they're venturing out to be entrepreneurs. And I love giving them guidance on how I built my business. But one of the things that was missing early days was a product like Shopify. When I first started out, I was trying to piece everything together, but that's where Shopify comes in. Whether your thing is selling vintage clothes or recipes for ghee, start selling with Shopify and join the platform simplifying commerce for millions of your favorite businesses worldwide. Shopify makes it simple to sell anywhere, which is perfect for this modern day where we're all working as entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. You can even sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/Gabby, all lowercase. Also, Shopify has all the sales channels sorted so your business just keeps growing, from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform, even across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. It's just rocking. And like I said, had I had this 17 years ago, I would have saved myself so much time and energy. So you can sign up right now for a free trial at shopify.com/Gabby. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Gabby to start selling online today. Shopify.com/Gabby. Let's take questions on this topic, Sam. Let's bring it in. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm a teacher, so they're coming in soon.
Jump in, girl.
Yeah, to ask for what I want, I think it goes to the beginning of I struggle with even knowing what my needs even are. And that kind of stems from childhood and always having to rely on my parents or them being super controlling. And I just struggle to trust what's even best for me. So okay. I don't even know how to ask for what I want if I struggle to trust that first.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So a lot of these steps can seem somewhat jarring and aggressive to people who were brought up not having their needs met. So there's a belief of, I don't even know what I want, or I don't even believe I'm worthy of asking for what I want. I don't necessarily want to feed that onto you, but that's a very common issue that a lot of us are faced with. And so it's an extremely important question. And I'm so glad that this came through so quickly. I also want to just take a moment to acknowledge you as a teacher for taking the time that you have in your free time to listen to Dear Gabby, because you're dialing yourself up for those kiddos. So that's just, I want to honor you. So those of you out there, which is probably a lot of my listeners, because the majority of my listeners actually have raised their hand and said that they are an anxious attachment style. And so that typically means that we didn't necessarily get our needs met in the way that we needed to. And so we don't necessarily believe that we're worthy for asking of what we want. And often we override our needs in the efforts to please others. So for those of you out there that are self-identified in that way, here's what I would suggest. What I recommend right now is turning inward and just checking in with the child part, right? So just checking in with your body, checking in with whatever you notice that's inside, notice any feelings that come up around asking for what you want. Notice for any thoughts that come up about asking for what you want. And I want you to just listen. Then you can do this in your journaling. You can do this in your meditation. You obviously, I don't want you to do it right now because those kiddos are about to walk in. But to get curious about that inner dialogue of that little part of you, that little person in you that didn't get their needs met. And let that part of you speak to you. Interview it. Ask it, okay, what do I feel? What do you feel like? How long have you been around?
Mm-hmm.
What do I know about you?
Yeah.
And then what do you need? Because the first person that that part of you, that little girl in you, needs some support from is you.
Mm-hmm.
The same way that you show up as a teacher to these small children with all that energy that teachers have and all that compassion and all that calmness and that connectedness, you can give that to the little girl in you.
I know. Sometimes I show up so confident in my job, but there's a huge belief system that I'm incapable of doing things on my own. I always have to go to someone for advice. I struggle making my own decisions.
Right. So this practice of just becoming curious about the little child inside of you that did not have her needs met and giving her a chance to speak up, whether it's through free writing or meditating or just inner dialogue, asking her those questions, getting curious about how she feels, starting to just let her come up. What do I know about you? How long have you been around? How long have you been denying your needs?
Yeah.
And letting her check in with you allows her to connect to the internal teacher that's sitting in that classroom right now.
Yeah.
That teacher who has all the answers and the support and the love for the children.
Right.
Because the same way you show up for those children is the way you can show up for the child within you.
Right.
Please take that in right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
You can speak to your inner child and care for your inner child with the same clarity and commitment and calmness and conviction that you have for these small children.
Mm-hmm.
You never question what you're going to say to those little kids, I'm sure.
Right.
I'm sure. Never. You never question your ability. You never question your ability to show up for them. Am I right?
Yeah. No.
So don't ever question your ability to show up for the little girl inside of you.
Okay.
That's your practice right now.
Thank you so
much. When you nail that for yourself, then you can bring it out to the outside world.
Okay. I love you so much.
I love you, sweetheart. What an absolutely divine question to come through.
Yeah. I saw the notification and I'm like, it's my lunch break. I need to come on.
It's excellent. And I hope you listen to Dear Gabby. Tell all the teachers to listen to Dear Gabby during the lunch break. Tell them to listen to our parenting episodes. I'm going to be doing more about positive discipline. I'm going to be sharing so much for the teachers. And I just want to acknowledge you. You are the spiritual first responders for this world. You are dictating the future. You are the soul of what this world will turn into. And I'm so grateful and proud of the work that you do. And I hope
Thank you. This is my first year. I'm only 23.
Keep it up, my love.
Thank you. Keep it up.
You're doing great.
Thank you so much.
Excellent question. Bye, love. All right, who's next? Hey.
Oh my God, hi.
Hi, cuteness. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Have we met before on the show?
We have actually, yeah, a while ago.
I remember you. I remember you. I remember you.
Oh my God.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
How can I help you today?
Okay, I actually left my job because I wasn't getting what I needed. And I think I may have shot myself in the foot and overestimated my skill set because now I'm having trouble finding the job that I want.
Yeah, I think that's a common thing that happens, right? I've had the privilege of employing people, right? And the grass is always greener when you are going somewhere else. That's why I think that first step of asking for what you need with clarity is crucial, because the more clear you get, one, you might become so clear that you're clearly not getting what you need, or it could be the opposite. My clarity is showing me I'm actually getting a lot of what I need right now. So before we bust out and say, oh, I'm out or whatever it is, we want to ask for what we need with clarity and conviction. Okay, so now you're in a situation where you see that you might have shot yourself in the foot. Okay, so what's next? What's next? You're looking for a new job. Is that where you're at?
Yes.
Okay. So what I would recommend right now is to use the same steps with the universe. Tell the universe with clear conviction, this is what I want. This is what I want to attract into my life. This is the kind of career I want. This is the kind of work I know I'm capable of, right? Be honest. Be honest with the universe. This is such a beautiful point for everybody. And I'm sorry that it's an uncomfortable experience, but it's going to benefit you in your future. That we don't want to over-ask, right? We want to ask for what we want, but not in a unreasonable way, right? It's got to be something that we're actually capable of holding. And so now get crystal clear about what you want based on what you know you're capable of, right? Like an honest request. Clarify that for yourself. And then the ask is in your prayer, in your meditation, in your daily intentions. Be unapologetic about what you desire and say, I want this, universe. Help me out. Then the next step really is to see how that unfolds in your life, right? So see how that ask starts to be presented to you. So maybe there's an opportunity where you're randomly, casually talking to a friend and they're like, what do you want to be doing right now? And because you've been in such a dialogue with the universe about your desires, it just rolls off your tongue with ease because you've been really ingrained in it. You've been committed to it. You've been setting the intention for it. So for now, for the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, commit to the ask. Be super clear about what it is. Know that you can show up for what you're asking for and set the intention regularly. That intention setting with the universe starts to let that ask get ingrained in your system. It helps you own the ask. It helps you become unapologetic about the ask. It helps you clarify it. Huh, you know what? Maybe I'm not totally ready for that yet. Or maybe that feels really good in my body. And so I know that I'm asking for what I can receive. And then see what the universe presents you with. The universe will present you with an interesting opportunity that you might see on LinkedIn or on another job listing site. Or maybe you'll be planted directly in front of a friend who's randomly asking you, what kind of work do you want to do? And boom, it just flows off your tongue. Your energy is unapologetic. Your energy is clear. And that's how we begin to attract what we desire. When we're wishy-washy, we're sending messages to the universe that we don't know or we don't care, or we're asking for something we don't necessarily believe we deserve quite yet. Mm-hmm. Okay?
That's exactly it for me. I've been super confident, gung-ho, I can do this. And then the second it's not 100% perfect, I'm like, oh no, maybe I can't.
Yeah, and we want to be conscious of not being fake confident, right? We want to be clear about what we want, but we also want to have some humility. Like, what can I actually get? I've been in situations where I'm like, screw that. I'm going to go do whatever I want. And then the reality is presented to me and it's like, oh, well, maybe you don't have a lot of choices there because the historical data is showing X, Y, Z. You know what I mean? So we need to be right sized because when we are not right sized, we actually risk getting nothing. But we don't want to downplay our desires and we don't want to overplay our desires. So your question could not have been more perfectly and divinely planted here. So your homework, John, is to go get crystal clear about what you want and also what you are capable of holding right now. Make sure that want is totally balanced with what you can actually show up for, right? When you're really wanting something in a relationship or a career, can you actually show up for it? Can you hold up to your end of the bargain, right?
Yeah.
See it happen far too often. People are like, oh, I want this and I want that. And then they go off and they do it and they're like, oh, I can't actually carry that out. So ground yourself. And then for the next 30 days, I want you committing with the universe. Universe, let me show you what I want. And guess what? The universe is going to hook you up right now. January 1st, I start the manifesting challenge. I'm going to give it to you too. This is a gift from the universe. And that challenge, that 21-day manifesting challenge that's starting on January 1st is the first 21 days of the year. I'll be your coach to show you every step of the way how you can start to clarify that desire, commit to it, be unapologetic about it, and not override yourself, but also not override with your ask. Okay?
Okay.
I hope you feel empowered right now.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And it's okay sometimes when we get humbled. Don't even judge yourself. Great opportunity. Good learning moment. Good learning moment. Right? Good learning moment. We want to always stay humble. We want to know our worth, but we want to stay humble because other people out there that we're asking from, they know their worth too. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Great question, my love.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Please keep me posted. I want you to report back and let me know what happens because a lot's going to unfold for you. I believe
I
that.
Will. Totally.
Excellent. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye, Gabby.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am very proud to be collaborating with this sponsor. We talk on this show all about mental health. We talk about taking care of ourselves, getting the support that we need, and really making sure that when the big stuff comes up, that we address it in therapy. BetterHelp Online Therapy is the world's largest therapy service. Isn't that amazing? Having a therapist helps you navigate your life. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn productive coping skills. And so being in therapy for 20 years now, maybe longer, I have had the privilege of being able to feel supported and guided throughout my own personal growth journey. Therapy has changed my life. I talk about it over and over again. On this show, I recommend therapy to everyone. And as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It truly couldn't be simpler. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/deargabby. That's BetterHelp.com/deargabby. I want to tell you about a product that I use every single day. I don't start my day without it. As you know, I'm always really looking for these innovative ways to help support my gut health. And I have fallen in love with the product AG1. So what's in this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right, to get your gut nice and healthy, and to get you even moving in the morning. You know what I mean when I say moving in the morning. And AG1 contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. And it is so worth it. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health and it's cheaper than a cup of coffee. And I'm not the only one who loves this stuff. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. 7,000 five-star reviews, man. And right now it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every single day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Gabby. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Gabby to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right, who's next?
Hi, Gabby. I feel like I was brought on to just share this with you real quick. My grandma unexpectedly passed away on November 14th, 2019. And the next day I was at her house going through her things. And in one of her notebook, there was just a random piece of paper that said my name at the top, Michaela. And it had a list of 3 or 4 or 5 books, and they were all your books. And I'm going to cry just talking about it still, because she set me up on the path to read your books after she passed away.
So beautiful.
I've always wanted to share that with you. And it's so perfect that it's exactly 3 years.
3 years today, hey? 3 years today?
Exactly.
Wow, Michaela.
And I think I just wanted to say thank you to you and to her. And I think it must have been a Christmas list or something that she was making for me. And that's the only thing on the paper, my name and books. And my mom ended up getting them all for me for Christmas that year. And
Michaela, that is one of the coolest stories I've ever heard. And I just want to remind you that spirit works in really profound ways. So when you were guided to that piece of paper, don't underestimate the fact that she guided you there.
You know, so deeply and so clearly.
Stunning.
It's one of the most beautiful things that's happened in my life.
I will hold that with you. And here we are.
I'm so happy I got to share that with you.
Thank you for coming on to share it with me and take some time to be with her today.
Yeah, her sign for me is the red cardinal. So I'm putting that out there today.
There you go. So this is actually a beautiful full circle in asking for what we want, because just like I said to John, we can be unapologetic with the universe as well. And so if you're looking for guidance right now, if you're looking for support from a deceased family member or a spirit guide or God, the universe, whatever you believe in, put it out there. Write it down. Ask for what it is that you desire. Ask for it, commit to it, stay connected to it. And then pay attention to all the signs that you receive. And as you've said, if you want to take it further, you can just ask the universe for a specific sign. Show me a cardinal if this is the right move. Show me whatever it is, if this is the right decision. Give me that guidance. And the more conviction we have with the universe, the more the universe will deliver. Beautiful. Oh, Grandma, I love Grandma. So cool. She's so cool.
You.
That is just one of the best stories ever. I love it so much. I love how they show up.
They always Stunning. Do.
Thank you, my love. So good. Thank you. Who is next?
I did not expect to get on, so I am just looking natural here. I've gone through a lot of loss this year. And actually, my dad just passed away this last month.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. The memorial was this weekend, so it was a lot of month of planning and distractions. And so now I'm waking up to the responsibilities of my life and everything's flooding in, all the emotions. And it's just been hard. And my mom has dementia and she's doing actually pretty good through this, but there's just a lot on my heart and I own a business. And thankfully, because of you, Gabby, I have to say during COVID, I did all your stuff. Like I signed up for everything and my business is going great. And it enabled me, my dad got sick 5 months ago with pancreatic cancer. So it enabled me to be with him and be present and my business to be going good. It had a flood though, this last month, same time he went into the hospital. And so now I'm coming back into life with a lot of spinning, like trying to deal with everything.
First of all, I just want to acknowledge you and all that you've been through. And I'm proud of you for having the spiritual foundation to help you get through this. And I think when we are in a place of crisis and things are really difficult and we're helping loved ones who are not well, or we have some issues at our job, or we have catastrophic events, which is real, that's happening all around the world, then it actually reinforces today's topic majorly, because we don't have time to beat around the bush. We don't have time to have others not support us. When things are tough, it means we just need to ask for what we need more than ever. So the topic here of being clear about what you need and how you can get support and help is going to be a very big deal for you. And so I want you to follow those steps. Get clear about what you need to get support right now. Get super, super unapologetic about that desire and ask for it. And my guess is that if you make that commitment to yourself right now, you'll start to see that you'll be able to get through these difficult times with more grace and more ease and support. When we're struggling, we have to enlist others in the support that we need. And we can't expect people to be mind readers. We just can't. So if there's anything that you can take from this today is go get yourself some more support as you're going through this difficult time and be unapologetic about the ask. Just go for it.
I'm used to being the one supporting everyone.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Memorial went great, but there was people that didn't show up that I really felt were going to be there and are a big support, grounding for me. And I realized I didn't say, I really need you to be here. I don't expect people to come to a memorial, right? If they can't be there, but I didn't ask for it. So
right here, right now, I want you to make a commitment with me This is a quantum shift for you. That from this point forward, you're going to ask for what you need with my four steps. You're going to hold people accountable. You're going to be clear about what you want. You're going to be unapologetic about what you want. You're going to put it out there with grace and love and hold people accountable.
I can do that.
You can do it. Now, there might be stuff that comes up around that. There might be fears that come up around that. But I do sometimes suggest people fake it till they make it. So just following the steps, even if it's uncomfortable, starts to create a new muscle. A new memory muscle, a new energetic muscle. You can be like, wow, I did that. That's actually telling me I can do that. It's a big deal.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And I just want you to feel all of my love for everything that you've been going through. And I think you're doing a great job. I really do.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. So let's close this. I recognize that Gabby came in gangbusters, ask for what you want, be clear, all of it. There's a lot of resistance that can come up around that. There's parts of us, there's child parts of us that don't believe we're worthy of getting what we want. That can be a real deterrent. So I want you to start to get into the habit of not just asking others for what you want and being clear about it, but start getting in the habit of allowing the child parts of you to speak up for what they want, to consider that there's parts of you that are feeling that they were neglected or parts of you that felt like they were never heard, and become curious about them. Notice where they live in your body. Notice where that part of you that doesn't feel worthy of asking for what they want is hiding out inside. Notice what they need and what they feel. What do you know about that part of you? And become curious, interview that part of you, and give your little child part the opportunity to speak up for what that child wants and needs. And give that child, that inner child, the support that it can get from you, from that self within you, that compassionate, calm, connected part of who you are, the truth of who you are, the soul of who you are. So if it feels like too much to ask others for what you want right now, go inside and let those child parts ask you for what they want and need. I genuinely hope that this episode has supported you greatly. Please leave a comment in the review section. Leave a review, leave a comment. I'm going to look for those comments specific to this episode, and I'm going to answer them on a future podcast. So go in there, leave questions, leave comments. Go on my social media at Gabby Bernstein and leave questions and comments as it relates to this topic. I am totally here for you. For those of you who really want to claim your desires with the universe, go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. Join me for the manifesting challenge. Become unapologetic about what it is that you want. Have my clear direction on how you can claim that desire and tell the universe with full conviction, this is what I'm showing up for. And really let the universe reveal to you what's possible. It's such a pleasure to be with you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. Happy holidays. Take this in. And hopefully I'll see you on January 1st as your manifesting coach. Head over to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. I love you guys. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.